Hello everyone, I'm Paul O'Grady, and you know that song, I lost my heart in San Francisco, or I left my heart in, well, you left some organ anyway in San Francisco. Well, I left my heart in Lusaka at the Elephant Orphanage, because I was lucky enough to go and film there 2 years ago, and I spent nearly 10 days with the elephants there, and in particular, a baby elephant called Inkala. Now, his mother had been murdered by poachers, and he was a very timid little chap. He kept well away from all the other elephants. He was scared of them. He wouldn't even go in the mud with them. He kept himself to himself, and we sort of, a little bond went on between us. And when something like that happens, it's magical, because it's a once-in-a-lifetime experience, and it's something I will never, ever, ever forget. And I got quite involved in the place. And to tell you the truth, at the end of the shoot, I announced to the crew, I'm not coming home. And they said, you've got to, you know, you've got 6 weeks chat show. I said, anybody can do that. But this is a special job. This is something truly special. And I'll be really honest with you. It took quite a lot of persuasion to get me away from the elephants and get me on the plane home. But I've never, ever forgot them. And I went back last year and my boy, that's Inkala, has grown into a big, healthy, hearty, jolly elephant. And he joins in all the fun. And when he first met me, when he first saw me again after a year, I thought he'd have forgotten me. He didn't. But what he did, he was like a small child at a party. He was embarrassed and he hid behind the other elephants and he was quite coquettish and he'd peep out to look at me. And after about half an hour, eventually he came squeaking over and we were pals again. And again, I thought, this doesn't get any better. The work they do at the orphanage is remarkable. The bond between the keeper and the elephant is truly extraordinary. And we have to help, basically, because in less than 10 years' time, there won't be any wild elephant left over there. They'll all be gone, along with the rhino. And that's shocking when we think of that. That is absolutely shocking. So we have to do everything in our power to help these creatures and to help the people who look after them. So come on, let's donate some money. Yeah, I'm writing a children's book about a baby elephant and a little boy. I don't know when I'm going to try and do it at the end of this year. It'll be out next year. And all the royalties are going to the orphanage. So let's do our bit, yeah. Save the elephants!